Call today.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we roll into hour three. We go straight to the phones, to the amplifier line. Unscreened, who is this?
This is the Christian Anarchist. I just got disconnected and dialed the amp line, got right through.
Here you are. What's on your mind?
I wanted to say a couple things about my Ron Paul video truck. You know, I told you that I'd put those two little screens in the back window to show Ron Paul videos.
Yeah, whenever your truck is parked, it's constantly playing Ron Paul promotional videos. It's a brilliant idea.
Primarily the one that says... Ron Paul, A New Hope. I like that one the best. That seems to be a real good video.
All right.
Anyway, well, I'm jealous.
What are you jealous of?
I saw on Google a guy who's got a better Ron Paul video truck.
Oh, no.
He's got a 46-inch plasma screen that he's got on hinges in the back of the truck that pops up, and then he's got an inverter and like four deep cell batteries back there to power it. I mean, he's got a heck of a Ron Paul truck, so now I'm going to have to probably try and upgrade my truck.
So you've got Ron Paul video truck people competing with each other to see who can have the baddest-ass truck, basically, right?
Yeah, I think so. But you know what? I was going to, before I even saw that on Google, I was going to call you guys and say, I'll bet you any money that there's other people doing similar ideas to mine.
Right.
Somewhere in this country, across the country.
There you go.
Not only that, but I'll bet you there's quite a few people doing similar things.
Well, great minds do think alike, they say.
But here's the other thing, the other point I wanted to make. I'll bet you there's not a Rudy Giuliani video truck anywhere in the country.
I bet there isn't. You know, he's just not motivating people like Ron is.
What would they show? I mean, a video of him talking about terrorism, terrorism, terrorism?
Yeah, well, there's nothing out there for Rudy. There's nothing out there for Hillary.
That's all he's got. He's got one note. I mean, that's all he talks about is 9/11 and terrorism.
No, there just isn't any competition at all out there. So
How about that fundraising total yesterday, Gene? I mean, over $4 million in 24 hours. Is that not incredible?
That was fantastic. I put my money in at 2:30 in the morning because I wanted to jump in there early.
Mine was in late. I put mine in about 20 minutes. I thought I was going to be able to do it during the show, but it was just too busy, so I loaded it up at about 11:40 at night. So I helped him push over 7 million.
Yeah.
It felt good. I was actually really excited. I mean, the Ron Paul campaign has been pretty darn cool so far and really amazing, but yesterday was one of the most, I think, exciting days in the history of at least recent American politics within the last couple of decades. It was a really amazing feeling to be part of that.
And then today I was I was just getting in my truck outside of Wally World, Walmart, and the guy, real estate guy that we've done some business with in the past and I've talked to about Ron Paul, he pulls up to me in his truck and he says, I'm voting for your man, Ron Paul.
Excellent.
And I said, did you hear about the total he made yesterday? No, he didn't hear that. But he heard something else on one of the programs, and he decided that Ron Paul was going to get his vote.
Superb.
It's spreading. And if you'll notice, today's totals on the Ron Paul website are better. They're bigger than any day last week. I thought there'd be a drop-off, you know, because everybody's saving up for the 5th. And so I figured, well, the 6th is going to be a pretty poor day. The 6th is a better day than any day last week already.
It's amazing.
And so it is snowballing, and it's not going to stop now.
Fantastic. I mean, the ideas are infectious, and they're wonderful, and of course they're going to be popular, and of course they're going to spread. Now it's just a matter of hoping that enough people turn up at the Republican primary to actually make it work.
Yep. And a week ago, a week from Saturday, I was out on the corner with my Guy Fawkes outfit, Beef for Vendetta outfit with a sign for Ron Paul. In fact, you can see that on the Memphis Meetup group. They got some pictures
Very
of that
cool,
there.
Gene. Keep up the good work, man. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, before we move on,
it just goes to show how many people are just excited about Ron Paul.
It's worth being excited about. It's an unprecedentedly successful and amazing campaign.
I did want to know when they were talking, I had a caller talking about the national polls and why he wasn't doing so well, and I didn't get to squeeze it out before the break, but really, looking at the national polling, it leads you in the wrong direction. In New Hampshire, he's at 7.4 in one of the recent mainstream polls. Mm-hmm. He's at 2% nationwide, and in Iowa, I think he's at 4 or 5%. So in some of the early states, he's pulling well ahead of the national average because that's where he's campaigning. So sure. If you take a national average, it's very deceptive.
Right. National poll doesn't matter right now. What matters is doing well in New Hampshire or doing well in Iowa.
And he's doing pretty well. I mean, if you just want to look at for a real example of how well he's doing, look at the fundraising numbers. The fact is, unpopular candidates, they can't raise money. The popular ones, I mean, and even the ones that seem to have fundraising, like Mitt Romney, when you actually dig in, you find out it's corporations and him loaning himself money. So, I mean, there's really nothing there.
Right, he's writing a check.
Right, whereas Ron Paul, the average donation is like $40, so he's actually getting money from regular Americans, and that's pretty special. 800-259-9231. Oh, speaking of campaigns, so the numbers have come back from the local campaign here in Keene, New Hampshire, where one of our co-hosts on the program, Julia, my girlfriend, was running for city council in one of the wards here in Keene, New Hampshire, and we did get the results from the election tonight. The good news is she got more votes than she got in the primary, and that at the primary she hadn't done any campaigning. After that, she had done some level of campaigning, but we actually had to cut off our campaigning. The main thing we were doing for the campaign was handing out these little quarter-page flyers.
Sure, that had been all printed up with the information on how she was going to give away her paychecks to one lucky voter in the particular ward.
And you and Toby sat here one Tuesday night and spent like an hour slapping magnets on these flyers so we could take them around and put them on people's mailboxes and that sort of thing. And now they're all still sitting over there because they're essentially contraband at this point, because they make the promise about giving away the paychecks that, as we talked about on Saturday night, the New Hampshire Attorney General threatened Julia with up to 7 years in prison for making that promise. And so, therefore, we couldn't go around and hand those things out to people after we'd already essentially rescinded that offer. So they sort of put a crimp in the campaign. But nonetheless, I don't think it would have made a difference because the incumbent won with 629 votes compared to Julia's 183 votes. So the incumbent nearly doubled, more than doubled his vote total from the primary, and Julia only got another dozen or so votes. So not a very good turnout. It wasn't a good turnout in general. I think there was only like 18% turnout at the polls.
Which is big for a local election around here, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good, I suppose. But the fact is, the people that would have voted for Julia, the people that told her they would vote for her, we stood out there all day long, and they didn't show up.
Yeah, another thing, another victory here that you haven't gone across is, in the other four wards, nobody, the incumbent sat at home and smoked cigars because nobody ran against them.
Yeah, that's true.
For $60 and some of your time, maybe
a
little
more. And
this
goes on in your city, too. Incumbents are frequently, they just walk right back into office.
For $60, you got a bunch of news coverage. You managed to get more people out to vote than voted, because Ward 4 had more voters than any other ward, and normally it doesn't necessarily. So people got out to vote in this particular election. And you made a race. There's and I'd say that in and of itself is a victory.
And it was her first one ever. They do say that you're supposed to run like a couple or three times before you actually have a chance at winning. The political people say that. But, still it is disappointing. The fact that you do go around and you find people who sound like they're going to vote for you, and then they don't even, they don't even show up. The trick is getting these people. Like the Ron Paul people, they're getting excited. They're getting activated. There's no doubt that the Ron Paul people are going to show up and vote. How do you do that at a local level? How do you generate that level of excitement at a local level? How is that possible?
Well, I think that local elections have a problem that national elections don't, in that people think a national election is more important. It shows up on their radar screen as more important.
It may or may not be.
When in fact a local election is likely more important. Most taxpayers here in Keene are going to pay more in property taxes to the local government than they're going to pay to the national government.
Maybe true. 1-800-259-9231. So those are the raw numbers. Maybe we can analyze it a little bit more on the way here and take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Perhaps you've had some experience running local campaigns, maybe as a candidate or as a campaign manager, and maybe you've experienced things similar to us, and maybe you've been successful. Share your stories.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligoff with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer, all sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs too that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing. Yellow yield signs say slow down. Here are some red-hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number, or VIN number, on the title and on the car itself don't match, and the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new. Ignition switches feel loose, and keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot theft can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there for free, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version of both. waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or the credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to talk to Rich in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey guys, good show tonight. I wanted to let you know I voted tonight. I live in a town called Canterbury, Connecticut.
Okay.
And we have about an 80% voter turnout in this town out of about 5,000 people.
Wow, why? Wow.
I'm so proud to live here, and you guys totally inspired me. I opened up a website called FreeNorwich.com. I ran a little talk show last night, and the people who showed up took the election over. And again, historically, we have about 80% turnout the last couple of years. I don't know what it is tonight, but we are very involved. Everybody cares here. I want to thank you guys. You've inspired me. We started something up here in Connecticut. And,
wow. That's fantastic. I'm at freenorwich.com right now. I like the logo, I mean, the hand, the fist, and breaking the handcuffs. Very cool. Very cool. So now, wait a minute. What did you do exactly that changed the election? It wasn't your website, was it?
I think we definitely had some influence. It's a small town, about 5,000 people.
Right.
I think it probably equates to about 2,500 voters or so. Inspired by you guys, we have a forum. We talk about the politics, the candidates. I'm a libertarian by nature now because of you guys and your influence. Thank you very much, or at least opening my mind to make my own decisions and not be a party guy.
That's fantastic. But, how are you promoting your website around town?
Word of mouth for the most part, and our local newspaper shut down their forums. That was the Norwich Bulletin, and we kind of filled that vacuum where people could talk free and not be censored, and even the BS gets to stay up on the boards. If you want to lie, go ahead. But if it can't be backed up, well, if it can't be backed up, and
right.
We'll assume it's not true.
Excellent. Why do you suppose there's such participation in Norwich?
It's actually Canterbury. Norwich is the big town near us, but
okay.
Canterbury being my smaller town.
Got it.
We care. Everybody's involved here. There was a lot of animosity, a lot of fighting for a while, which I think is a positive thing because it gets people to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand up proud and say I'm from Canterbury, and we have 80% of our people show up to vote compared to your 16% in Keene. And if people cared a little bit more, Julia would have been up tonight.
Yeah, I mean, well, it wasn't for lack of coverage. I mean, Julia, my girlfriend, running for city council, she has had two front page newspaper articles. One of them came out on a Sunday. The other one came out on a Monday morning.
And that one went nationwide.
Right. I mean, there have been so much coverage. She's been interviewed on television, on radio, multiple times. She has, I mean, there's been no lack of coverage, but yet nobody was excited. Nobody.
It's apathy, and it's shameful. And I'm proud of my neighbors, and I wish you could say the same about yours. Obviously, you're proud of whoever came out and voted one way or the other.
I'm wondering if maybe she wasn't radical enough. I'm wondering if maybe that's what the problem was. Maybe she should have been more radical than she was. I don't know. I'm armchair quarterbacking this. It's the initial night of the returns. We just got the numbers in. I'd love to hear what other people would think about how they would have done things differently, because I'm certainly no expert at running these campaigns.
Well, and a lot of it's just luck, I'm afraid.
I think she was probably plenty radical. It might have just been a message. You know, you could have been edgier without really changing, making the message more radical.
And the expectation you have is high, Ian.
Right.
Let me be perfectly frank. We are here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is right on the Vermont border, and there are a great deal of Democratic influences.
Sure.
Democrats run sort of the politics here in town. You have to be a very special Republican to win in this town. How many Free Staters are in Keene now?
I don't know, a handful.
Yeah, a handful. Right. It's not time yet, Ian, that's all.
Well, and not to mention that Julia ran on pretty close to and almost an anarcho-capitalist platform. I mean, privatize the fire department. To say privatize the fire department in Keene, New Hampshire, and still manage to pull in about 20% of the vote on your first time around is, in my book, not a bad showing.
Okay. All right. Well,
but that's, you know, that's my analysis.
Good. I mean, that's what I'm looking for, you know,
right.
People who know a thing or two about being here and actually have something valuable to put into.
Question before you let me go.
Yeah.
I've been considering getting into one of these parties, infiltrating, so to speak, although I'm wide out in the open. would you recommend getting into a party and changing from within, or sticking to this independent third-party free thinker stuff?
You know, it's such a tough question.
It depends on what office you're going to run for.
Again, if you're running for local office, then I don't recommend getting involved in any political parties because they're nonpartisan usually.
Not necessarily. Some are. And if you look at who won the mayoral races here in town and in the primaries, you'll see that it was, in fact, the two candidates that were backed by the Republicans and the Democrats. Those were the candidates that won. One independent candidate did, or, you know, a guy that was essentially a Democrat but didn't get the backing of the Democrats. Mm-hmm. He did very well, but, you know, he didn't win. So I think that... Right. It's worth something. The people in a local political party, I don't know, Cambridge?
Canterbury.
In Canterbury, 5,000, you know, the local Republican Party probably has a turnout of 10 or 15 people at it. But those 10 or 15 people have husbands and wives, and all those people are going to vote if they're going to show up for a Republican Party meeting.
Now, are you getting enough... good small government people coming from kind of an independent viewpoint that are running for office, that you guys are competitive in a number of offices?
You know what? At this level, the difference between the parties is so insignificant, it would blow your mind.
I'm talking about just specifically people who want to see, you know, smaller government on the local level, not necessarily which, you know, whether they identify with the R or the D.
Actually, interesting. Great question. Our last selectman before this election was a completely independent party, nonpartisan. He lost this time, but his platform was no politics, no parties. Let's do what's best for the town. And he was, to my observation, trying to shrink government. And it was a great message. And I actually donated it to his campaign.
Yeah, sounds like a good message.
I don't have an answer for you. I mean, if you think you can go in and infiltrate and take over or influence them from the inside, you can try it and see how it goes. You know, you might fail miserably, and then you'll know better. Good luck, and let us know what happens, okay? And keep up the good work. We're glad we're inspiring some people to get out there and get active in whatever way is they feel is right. Thank you for the call.
And how about that Ron Paul thing? I know you've said it 10 times, but I'm so proud of what went on.
It's mind-bending. Yeah, it's really the libertarian fantasy coming true.
This is the big one, baby.
It really is. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. So whether you want to comment on the situation with Julia, of course, she's not on the show tonight to comment on this, and I know she's training for a new position at her job. So I don't know when we'll actually be able to really dig into this with her. Maybe we can get her over here at some point.
Well, you know, like Julia said, both positions are winning.
We won the media. I mean, we won the media war. I mean, she got all the coverage.
And now she does. She isn't obligated to go to all those city meetings. She gave him a good run, and
we'll still spread the message of liberty for the next 2 years and give it another try. Maybe it's just that maybe her message was radical enough, but people just didn't understand it. You know, maybe they even though she got a lot of coverage, it wasn't necessarily about her ideas as much as it was just what makes her an unusual candidate, that sort of thing. So maybe we need to work on spreading liberty a little bit more.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here.
And Nick.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. Updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You know, first, if you're on the list, updates.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Liberty Dollar Silver Round is as beautiful as the ideals it represents. It's America's second most popular currency, with 20 million Liberty Dollars in circulation among 100,000-plus people using it on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop using their money and start using the Liberty Dollar. And return America to value $1 at a time. LibertyDollar.org.
You know, we've been talking about Ron Paul, and, you know, I have a little rumor about the Liberty Dollar and Ron
Rumors.
Paul.
What?
Yes, a little rumor mongering here. Can't reveal any sources.
Okay.
But, you know, Bernard von Nothaus, the guy who, you know, the architect,
the creator,
the monetary architect of the Liberty Dollar. You know, he used to work for the U.S. Mint and has a lot of experience in this area. And my understanding is that it's likely that, you know, if Ron Paul wins, that he could tap Bernard for Secretary of Treasury.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't know what he would do. I mean, you know, they're...
Abolish the Federal Reserve? I'm not sure.
I'm sure they would work on that.
Yeah, neat. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. Talk to Dave in Ontario. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just here to, I decided I'd discuss the topic of politics.
Yeah.
While I was on hold here, I heard of this thing, this Xanadu thing. It was talking about how the United States was in the worst debt of its entire history. I was just wondering, what about the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression? I mean, does that not have anything towards today?
I don't know what the claims that they make in their commercial. We do not necessarily back those. The United States, what they're referring to is the government being in debt. And, that we're a much larger, from a monetary standpoint, numbers of dollars in debt than we ever were in the 30s.
A lot more wars since then.
Right. And I don't know if the 30s really were that much. We had that much in debt. It was just that we didn't have any economic growth.
Right. The economy wasn't trucking along.
And from what I've seen, I mean, you're in Ontario. I mean, you've seen what's happened to our dollar in relation to yours in the last couple months even.
It kind of shows
me that our dollar is in a bad state right now.
But oil just hit $97 a barrel today, another record.
It did, and I think we just hit a new low for this last downturn against the Canadian dollar. We hit a dollar U.S. only buys 92 cents Canadian.
Right,
I think the
pound's at a record high as
yes,
well.
Yes, and the euro hit an all-time record high.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
I just have one more thing I just wanted to ask you guys. What do you think's better, personally, just personal matter? Do you think that Canada f***ing rocks?
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I know that you're not supposed to say that on the airwaves. 800-259-9231. So, we'll move right along and talk about the writing situation. This Writers Guild of America, the union, there's a strike. I'm sure people that are really consider television important are very upset about this because it means a lot of reruns. And Andrew Fisher over at the Writers...
I would think that they've already made the TV shows that they're going to show this week, even if they do go, if they are on strike or do go on strike or whatever. So wouldn't it be quite some time from now, and they could just work into a different season? I wouldn't think that this is affecting TV yet.
They did. Primetime stockpiled a lot of episodes, but I know that the late-night TV hosts, late-night comedy shows...
Those are
day to
fresh
every
day.
Day-to-day, yeah. And they're on reruns now.
So here's the story from Andrew Fisher at LouRockwell.com. On Monday, one of Hollywood's protectionist show business cartels, the Writers Guild of America, WGA, went on strike. One would think that these generally talentless hacks would be embarrassed to belong to an organization so named, let alone take good money for the habitually putrid crapola they create. A negotiator observed publicly last Friday that working industry writers, on average, earn over $200,000 a year. Receive high-quality health benefits, and are among the few employees in the world who get an additional annuity in the form of residual payments. Yet these great contributors to modern literature, craftsmen who have brought us such classics as Showgirls and Walker, Texas Ranger,
Bitter, Table for One,
and any soap opera ever produced, are actually taking to the streets and handing out flyers, explaining why they should be paid a bigger price of the DVD internet pork pie when it comes to movie and television show profits. Now, writers have always been treated like dirt in Hollywood, and I do sympathize in this regard. Their screenplays are usually considered mere blueprints to be modified at will, and the directors get all the glory. Naturally, this is unpleasant for any writer with a brilliant vision who's created something worthwhile, but considering what the industry typically generates, action films, dopey sitcoms, which I like a good action film, dopey sitcoms, chick flicks, etc., any writer living in L.A. must surely know the score. Showbiz producers and executives can be quite effective when it comes to mangling scripts, so this doesn't help, but anyone writing episodes of Women's Murder Club can hardly complain when they add, "She looks at him with lust in her eyes," to the stage directions of his serious work of art. It's an odious little system. Writers aren't supposed to write on spec. That means speculation. This means a producer isn't allowed to say, "Hey, Fisher, we're looking for a Baywatch ripoff that takes place in the center of the Earth. Go write a screenplay."
Hey, that'll sell.
"Go write a screenplay and maybe we'll pay you for it." Instead, according to the WGA schedule of minimums, the writer currently gets a minimum of $25,599 to write a treatment, which is a detailed synopsis, and then $22,000 more for a first draft, etc. This is called scale. It's the guild minimum. It may work nicely for members of the cartel, but an unknown writer without an agent will be conveniently excluded from this arrangement. Thus, the WGA protects its members and their livelihood from outsiders, just like any cartel. This way, a few very lucky people, often friends and relatives of industry insiders, are able to earn a nice, easy living, while others, perhaps more talented people, are prevented from earning a single dollar. by the way.
It's just a union, though. This isn't a cartel.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just how unions work. And if they don't have the government backing them up, and I don't know whether they do or not, and by that I mean, some law that says you have to use these union members.
Well, I don't think there's a law necessarily, but they're very entrenched in the industry.
Right. But that's just a market force. They're just a trade standard.
If there's a good old boys network, then that's fine and dandy. I mean, the fact is they're a group of writers, if they have enough clout when they get together and they can, they show solidarity in their movements. I don't have any problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. Anyway, let's continue. He says, some writers are prevented from earning a single dollar. However, newcomers will essentially write on spec anyway, arriving in Los Angeles in droves every year, a bucket full of scripts in hand, almost all of them amateurish and lame. If they manage to see an agent and he likes their ideas, some newbies might in fact get lucky. Note that when such a script is sold, it typically doesn't matter how well it's written. If the idea seems highly commercial, a newbie screenplay might be bought at scale and then passed on to other writers for a second draft. Just for fun, if you can find the original Alien screenplay on the web, you'll be amazed at how puerile and laughable it is. It still astounds me that it was ever sold, especially since it was a blatant steal of 1958's It, The Terror from Beyond Space. Note that once you sell a script, you must join the WGA immediately, or the sale will be canceled. If you decide to be a scab and sell something during a writer's strike, after it's over, you'll be denied membership in the WGA and, for all intents and purposes, any future sales. Unless, if memory serves, you pay back what you earn, plus an extra 10% to the WGA, not the producer.
And now that's the contract that they've managed to put together with the movie companies, is that
presumably
that in fact, if they if the person decides not to join the union, that you have to drop the script.
Presumably. I mean, eventually new media is going to change all the rules here, mm-hmm. but nonetheless, continuing. Apparently, showbiz writers are afraid of competition, or perhaps are dimly aware that almost anyone can compose much of the drivel for which they're so handsomely paid. To prove it, watch any soap opera and write down a few pages of dialogue. Notice how pathetic it looks on paper. See if you can edit and improve it. I'll wager that if you received at least a B in high school English, you can do better. Now you know why there's a writer's guild. Your spinster aunt could write this awful, and she'd be happy to do so for a fraction of the WGA minimum. A little bit more on this and your thoughts as well. Are you a TV person who is very upset about the fact that you won't be able to watch any fresh programming for a little while? I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Though I doubt it, because if you're listening to radio, you're probably not that much of a TV person. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free. 1-800-259-9231. Only moments remain, and you can bring up, again, anything. Is Ian here with you?
And Nick?
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in, new and used items. Of course, the holiday season is pretty much upon us at this point. Good time to start looking around at maybe things that you want or maybe things that other people want, but Amazon's a great place to go and get them. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter that through that link, and we get a cut. As we continue, just the last few thoughts from Andrew Fisher at LouRockwell.com on the Writers Guild of America and their current strike. Now, he's pointing out, and he's calling the Writers Guild a cartel. You know, they're there to protect their guild members. You can't do business in Hollywood if you aren't a member of the Writers Guild. If you sell a script to a producer, you immediately have to join the Writers Guild and that sort of thing. And he goes on with his story here. He says, in a free marketplace, of course, none of this would exist, which is questionable because none of us know of any laws that enforce these Writers Guild rules. I mean, none of us are aware of such things.
I'm not aware of
them. No.
That.
I don't know if they exist. He doesn't mention in the article that they exist. So presumably, we do have a relatively open marketplace in the world of film production. It's just that the Hollywood crew has essentially, well, they've been in total control of it for the last several decades.
Yeah, they've locked it in.
It's slowly slipping from their grasp, of course. And I think we're going to see some major changes in a new openness in that particular marketplace sooner rather than later. But I don't know if there's really any government involvement here, though I know the government is stepping in with this negotiation, with these negotiations. There's like federal negotiators stepping in here. So at some level, government is involved with unions and the laws that give them a little bit more power than perhaps they should have. And I'm not a union expert, so I can't really explicate what those might be. So if you know more, we'd love to hear from you. But anyway, he says, folks would register their scripts more cheaply than the $20 the WGA charges, since there would be competition, and send them to producers who would simply make monetary offers to their creators. Naturally, there would be some thievery, but
that's always been going on. He says, a novel I was lucky enough to see published 30 years ago had 17 plot and character elements borrowed by a brainiac who used them in his own novel. I later found a newspaper story stating the author liked to read novels during his train ride to work and that he combined some of them into his own.
Hmm.
Oh, this person just happened to be a lawyer, and the one I consulted informed me he knew what he was doing. The similarities are just a wee bit tenuous, to file a lawsuit. In the open market, a great screenplay by an unknown talent might command a lot more money than it does now, while all the inane junk would command far less than the current scale. As in any free market, equilibrium would automatically settle in, and the goods in question, in this case written words, would fetch what the market deems their worth, and not the arbitrary minimums that are demanded by the WGA cartel. Whenever a market is freed, these always emerge. More, better, and cheaper.
No, he's wrong, I think. I think the inane junk is what's being demanded by the market. I don't think that the Writers Guild just intentionally turns it out because they're all incompetent and they have some kind of a lockdown on it. I mean, it might lead to slightly less high-quality writing, but I think soap operas, like crappy television series, those are where ad dollars go. There's a market for that. There's always going to be people writing shows like that because people tune in and they want to watch that. So
I
think he's blaming this on the writers. The viewers watch that because
chicken
it's
or the egg. Chicken or the egg, right? This is an argument that has been argued forever about media.
Yeah, and there's plenty of high quality entertainment as far as, you know, more cerebral shows that you can watch. Usually they're not that popular.
They go off the air.
With the average public, you know?
That is true. You know, is it chicken or the egg? Is it that the public is really just that dumbed down and that's the crap they're looking for?
I don't know if they're dumbed down. It's just entertainment. I don't know if people are really looking for greatness in their television.
But if the population is dumbed down, and that is the goal of the government education system, is to create essentially two classes of people, the average worker class and then the elite class, if indeed the population has been dumbed down, then wouldn't it make sense, I guess, that that would be the kind of programming that they would get?
It would. I don't know if I'm necessarily looking at it from that direction, though. I think you can be a fairly intelligent person and still just have poor taste in television, which I think is what happens in America. And if you look,
I like a good movie where things go boom.
Well, if you look at a Spanish soap opera, granted you can't really understand it that much, but it seems a lot more ludicrous and a lot worse than an American. How great can you make a soap opera that's out five?
I don't get to see a lot of American soap operas, but they have the gals in their soap operas, you know, strapped in some pretty cool get-ups, I must say.
Hey, you should check out the Hispanic weather girls.
They know how to sell some weather, huh?
Dude, you won't believe it. I posted some YouTube videos of this chick. I think she works for, it's not Univision, it's Univision. It's Mundo something or other. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Whatever the other major Hispanic.
Telemundo
might be it. Yeah. But and she comes down in these just skimpy outfits. She's 22 years old or whatever, and she's in the weather.
She has a meteorology degree?
Yeah, something like that.
They actually have a naked news in Russia.
Oh, really?
Completely naked, well, people stripping during the news broadcast.
We went from bemoaning how there's the name television out there to talking about inane television that we like.
People would watch, and you know, I have to say, there's some really good TV series that I watch on, you know, the Showtime Network has some really good series that I watch, and you know, it's a pay station. I think that might be where the future is. If you want the better TV, you pay more. I think that's just what it is. A basic cable station like ABC, daytime TV, it's not going to be great television because it's not worth writing great works for it.
Any thoughts on this? 800-259-9231. So let's go to the phones. I don't know what government level, what level of government is involved here. If you are a writer and you know more, we'd love to hear from you. But in the meantime, we go to the amp line. It's Sam in Texas. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ian. Sorry, I think I'm going to have to leave you to join Mark's minimalist viewpoint or minarchist government. I talked to my dad today, and there was a vote in Texas that he went to. Now, he went at 6 o'clock, and the polls closed at 7.
Okay.
So guess how many people were in line?
None.
Yeah, none. He was the 10th person to vote.
Oh, my God.
But it's not, you know, it's not that big of a deal. He lives kind of in this far out of the way place in downtown Austin. And the polling center is directly across the street from the Capitol building.
Oh, God,
but
wow.
It's not like they were voting on, you know, anything all that important. It was just either 16 or 18 amendments to the Texas state constitution.
Oh my
God. Jeez.
That's incredible.
So, you sound like you're being facetious about the whole switching to Minarch.
Yeah. So what does this leave you with?
What do you mean by that?
Well, what does it make you think about, you're saying that obviously being a free marketeer makes perfectly good sense because 12 people voted for the changes in the Constitution.
Yeah, and that is just one polling center, but it is a pretty important one, right?
I would absolutely concur that what you're talking about, shows that there's some real problems with people's participation in our government.
So Mark, if you take the government down to a minimalist stance, I guess, or size,
mm-hmm.
and it really doesn't have an impact on people's lives, aren't they going to care even less about what goes on? Look at what freedoms are taking away today. And if you were to shrink it down, people are not really going to pay attention to it. And what's going to stop it from regrowing back
growing
to
again.
What it is today?
Well, and I would counter with you. I hear what you're saying, and the points you're making are entirely valid. What I would counter you with is that essentially, in order to see a free marketeer revolution, and have it be bloodless, you would have to get all those people that didn't vote to care.
I don't know about that. That's not. You don't necessarily have to get them to vote because there has to be a way to change things without using the system.
No, no. I didn't say that they had to vote. I said they had to care.
Okay.
And they don't, clearly.
Right.
And they're likely not going to care any more about, adopting an idea of small government through free marketeerism than going to the poll and voting for or against whatever small government aspect of this changes to the...
Right, when they see Lauren Cordero get arrested for not showing her papers, they get angry about it instead of actually getting interested.
Mark, if a vocal minority could implement government, couldn't a vocal minority undo it?
I don't see how. Government's power.
Well, you had 10 people at that polling station. With 11 people, you could have voted not to expand any government powers that day. I mean, you're looking at it from the point of view that not that many people care, but in that circumstance, if the voting public is only a couple percent of the overall public, you have actually a much smaller battle to fight in terms of finding people who agree with you and getting them to the polls. So, in a sense... You have a better shot at changing the results.
Which may be why the political solution could be effective here in New Hampshire if enough liberty-oriented people move here and get active to where they can really affect the results of these things. But until then, we're going to keep having these dismal turnouts like you saw there and like we saw here in Keene tonight. Thanks for the call, Sam. We appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
We're still trying to figure out how to get back to liberty. We'll work on it. See you tomorrow night in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. After